In transcription, the release of paused RNA polymerase II is tightly regulated to ensure proper gene expression. The cyclin-dependent kinase CDK9 releases paused RNA polymerase II via phosphorylation of its C-terminal domain. A postdoctoral fellow, Dr. Shaimei Solomon, in the Shalatafard Laboratory at Northwestern University School of Medicine, has studied the transcription elongation machinery required for rapid induction in response to hypoxia and identified the CDK9 complex that is required. Hypoxia causes deficiency in the amount of oxygen that reaches tissues, which could lead to hypoxia-driven cancers and diseases. Previous reports indicated that the super elongation complex, SEC, is essential for this hypoxic stress response. However, Dr. Solomon found that a CDK9 complex with the bromodomain containing protein 4, BRD4, is required instead, suggesting that the BRD4-CDK9 containing complex is a major CDK9 complex required for hypoxic induction. However, when BRD4 bromodomains are removed in hypoxia-induced genes, RNA polymerase II is still functional in transcriptional elongation control upon hypoxia, indicating they are not required for gene induction. In this study, we have shown that the C-terminal domain of BRD4 is required for the recruitment of the polymerase-associated factor 1 complex, PAF1C, in hypoxia-induced genes. Treatment with Dr. Solomon's recently discovered small molecule inhibitor, IPAF1C, from the Shalatafard lab, disrupts PAF1C and results in defective transcription elongation upon hypoxia. These new findings on the relationship between CDK9, BRD4, and PAF1C provide insight into therapeutically targetable mechanisms that regulate the pause release of RNA polymerase II in hypoxia-driven diseases.